Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey in Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Why? Another edition of the High Hopes Podcast presented by Miller Lite. We love Miller Lite. We'll tell you about the Miller Lite bar the week later. Why, Jack? Why? Yesterday was such a great day as a baseball fan. I know for you, you're probably even more into it than I was, but like, as you know, this is what this pod is. We freaking love baseball. It's for sickos who love baseball. And yesterday, like, the whole thing, I was watching Little League games instead of pro games. Like, I was just, I had Henderson and, you know, Nevada and North New Mexico, or was it Nevada and North Dakota on. Just like the whole thing with Harper in the booth and the pictures of videos of them with the kids and the whole thing was like, it was like a amazing day of baseball that I adored. And then they didn't hit until the ninth inning and lose by a run. It's like, all right, guys, like, why?
Rally killer, JK.
Trevor Williams. Yeah. Trevor Williams. Yes. He gets shut down by Trevor freaking Williams. So frustrating. How are you, buddy?
Maybe. I was going to do like the...
I saw your face there. You're like, ah.
No, I was thinking if I could do the whole, like... Yeah, maybe less time at the Little League game and focus on the big, like, you know what I mean? Like, it really.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just they're 15-15 in their last 30, and it what just drives me up a wall is that they should be up 5 games in the wild card.
Exactly.
And it's like they just keep blowing these games. Like Friday night pissed me off more than last night.
Me too. It's not even close. Like last night was like annoying.
And
but,
and what sucked too is like they clearly just jumped on Wheeler, and then he was Zach Wheeler for the rest of the thing.
For the rest of the game, it was the first inning, and they just boom, 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 boom.
It was just like World Series game two.
Oh, like, yeah, you're right.
Like, where it was just like, oh, we're down 4-0. And
okay, great. Awesome. Game one. And then they came back to win it, right? That was the...
No, game one.
Game two, won they game got... one. They lost. Yeah.
Okay. It was just like that. And dude, his ERA heading into the game against the Nationals was 8.5, and now it's like mid-7s, and he still allowed 4 runs in the first inning. Like, they got something on him. He struggled the most against the Nationals.
Well, he even
this year.
Said it, Lane Thomas. Like, that was one of the things when they're talking to Lane Thomas in the second inning or whatever after that inning. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, we just see him well. He's like, and it's weird because we never did. He's like, I don't know what it is, but this year, like, all of us just are seeing Wheeler well, and most teams don't, but we've just got a beat on him. Like, he even said that.
Yeah. And that Nationals team, you know, I think.
They're better than people think they are.
Well, I think the mistake that we made heading into the series, it's really been a majority of the year. Like, the difference between this year's team and last year's Nationals team is that last year's team had a bunch of old players, and then they got younger, but they brought up, like, their scrub younger players. Like, these are young players that actually have some talent.
This is the future. Yeah. I mean, C.J. Abrams, Lane Thomas, like, these guys are good players. Like, they're going to have good careers, and they got guys on the way, too.
Yeah, well, Dylan Cruz is already in AA, and... so it's just like they're not the pushover Nationals, but that's still a series that you're up 6-1 in game one on Friday, and it's like just finish the game. Last night, like, yeah, they got shut down by Trevor Williams, the weird baseball thing. I don't know. It's just like they are so wasting what is a golden, easy, just have the fan base just being like, we don't have to stress. Like, it's so stressful right now with this team, because it's like they're 2 games up on the Giants. They're the number one wild card team. They're 10 games over 500, but it's like they just can't put it all together and just extend it a little bit, and don't have every game you lose being like, well, is this the collapse? It's like, just freaking figure it out, man.
Well, it is. Like, they haven't had last year. It felt like they turned the page and went on a run. You know, we haven't had that run. We had that one stretch where they won like 9-10, but then it's kind of just been like what you talk about. Like, they'll start to get going. Like, after the ovations, we're like, all right, good. And then last weekend, you lose 2 or 3 of the Twins, you split in Toronto, and you come home, or you go to Washington and lose 2 or 3 in this series. And to your point, that's the frustrating thing, is like, first and foremost, look, the Giants have had the Phillies number the last few
Gabe
years.
Gabe is 12-3 against the Phillies.
Yeah, and he's coming to town. First of all, unless the Phillies sweep, they lose the tiebreaker against the Giants. Like, it's already over because they got swept out there the first time. So, like, they have to sweep to even have a chance to win the tiebreaker. I don't know what it is if it goes to the next one. So, like, just to get the tiebreaker, you have to sweep. Obviously, if you sweep, you have a nice size lead on them. But the other thing is, there's 6 teams for 3 spots. Like, all these teams are in it. Only 3.5 games separate all these teams. Like, the Cubs have been playing great baseball. The Reds are still in it. The Diamondbacks are still in it. And I'm not saying, I think the Phillies will get in the playoffs. Like, I'm not freaking out about that. But to the point, like, first and foremost, the first wild card spot matters.
I do not want to go to Oracle.
It matters.
Like, they can't. I don't want to see this team go to San Francisco.
Yes, alone, and then not just the fact of having to go cross country, then go somewhere else to play. Like, it is wonky. It is not good. You want them coming here. It's massive. It's really important. And this, like, we came into August. Like, we did the whole thing. Like, look at the August schedule. Look at all these cream puffs on it. So many games at home. Like, they're 10-7 in August. They should be like 13-4 in August right now.
Yeah, and there's just been like there's been 5 games that they've blown. Like, they had the 5-0 lead down in Miami. Mm-hmm. They had obviously the 6-1 lead on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They had the 2 Pirates games.
Yep.
Where they had a 4-1 lead and a 4-2 lead.
The Nola Kansas City game.
They had
the lead in that one.
They had Nola. Yeah, that's a good point. The Nationals game where they had a 4-2 lead in the 8th and blew it. And that was a doubleheader, and I was like, whatever. It's fine.
But it's like, got the other one.
But then the stuff just adds up. And it's just it's like they also have kind of just be like, we're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, it's what they look. I thought it was shocking that he said it, but at the All-Star game, Nick Castellanos said that's how they came to the season, right? Like, they came in the season, like, baseball owed them something, is what he said. Like, they almost expected it to be handed to them, And it feels like after they kind of righted the ship and got to that point where they're all right, we're first in wild card, we're, you know, 10 games above all that, that it's been that same type of team that we saw early in the season where it's those inconsistencies night to night.
Yeah, and the frustrating part is, like, it's fine right now, but let's say it gets a little bit tighter and then they just possibly blow an opportunity to make sure that they are the one seed.
Yeah.
Do we trust
them in September? Right?
Well,
I mean, like, how could we go into September and say, oh, they got a one game lead?
They're set. They're a closer.
They're
a closer. Yeah. We know. And they did it. I mean, they were doing that last year.
Yes. They almost blew it last year.
Yeah.
And it's almost blew it.
And that's what makes this whole thing so frustrating, where it's like you have it. You are set in stone. If you just play three games over 500 the rest of the way, you're going to win 88 games.
They're so much more talented than these other teams, too.
Well,
that's the thing.
The funniest part about this team is that they're pretty good, and they still feel a little underachieving.
A little? They feel very underachieving. Yeah. I feel like we have not, for long stretches of time, seen, like, we've had moments, you know, where we're like, oh, this is the team we expected. And again, they're 10 games over 500. We're having this conversation. That's the point. Like, because they're way better than that. Like, they should be, like, I'm not saying they should be right there with the Braves, but they should be way out in front in this wild card race. They should have a lead where we're talking about September of setting the rotation and giving guys rest. And like the way this is shaking up right now, and especially if they don't handle business this series, like they're gonna have to fight in September.
Yes, and that's when it just doesn't have to be this way. It just doesn't have to be this way. And you know, you start looking at the guys, and it's interesting because you look at the overall offense, like if you just look at the individual offensive numbers, it's like, yeah, you know,
right,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, people focus on Schwarber's batting average, but, you know, 32 home runs, leads the team in RBI, mm-hmm, whatever. Bohm's
leads the league in walks, too.
Well, not Soto. No, Soto does, but.
So did he? Okay. Well,
Soto's like a
Schwarber's
bonds
second
level
in walks.
Yeah, Soto's like out there. But yeah, then you look at Bohm stuff, and you look at Harper's numbers now. They're starting to come around, and Turner's obviously bounced back, and Castellanos. Like, it's all there, but obviously the run and scoring position thing is frustrating. The power is starting to come a little bit. It just keeps coming down to what version of this starting staff are we getting? Like, that's the biggest difference between this year and last year. And I've said this a couple times, but like last year's team, you had two aces. And you had Wheeler, who was back to being Zach Wheeler, was unbelievable. Nola finished fourth in the Cy Young. You know, Ranger was on that run at the second half of the year. What is this rotation?
Mm-hmm.
Even Zach Wheeler, who's the ace, and like he lost four runs in the first inning yesterday against the Nationals. Nola, everyone's lost faith in Nola. Tywin Walker, you have no idea what you're getting start to start. They're skipping his start because he's tired, which I think is smart. Ranger's on the IL now, and he's been hit or miss. Michael Lorenzen throws a no-hitter and then just gets shelled on Friday night, like
with a 6-1 lead, no less, as you mentioned.
Like,
yeah,
like I mean, he's not, but Christopher Sanchez is like the second best starter in the team right
now. He's been the most consistent. Like, if you want to look at the guys and say, all right, who is, in terms of like who's given you six innings and two or less the most, it's been Sanchez. Like, he has been like, I'm gonna go out and give you six innings, I'll give you like two runs, maybe three, and you're gonna have a chance to win a baseball game. And look, that's not, you know, elite or anything like that, but to your point, like, the way they've been losing these games have been Nola giving them away, Lorenzen giving that one away, Walker coming out not being able to get it done. Like,
I mean, they're down. It seems like they're down every night.
I know.
Like, it seems like they're fighting back,
like,
to
that
win every single game. Like,
yeah.
And then it just adds to the emotional stress that you have in the team every night. It's like they're down every game. Like, they're just
The one they won 12-3, like Saturday, it was two innings. Other than that, they were shut out the whole game. It was 3-0 going into the seventh. Then they tie it, obviously, and then we have the Turner home runs inning. But like, they were getting beaten on Saturday too. You know, without that explosion.
Yeah, of course. It was turning towards like, are we about to get
swept by the Nationals?
Yeah, and you know, like, that's something that to focus on too, is that they're slow starters. So they're a slow starting offense, coupled with starters who give it up early and then figure it out.
that's why they go down all the time.
That's why they've been they've played the most like two-run game either way, win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you're winning or losing. I think they have to be, like, every single game is like usually decided by two runs or less.
Well, did you see that stat about the Nats? They're just their series with the Nats this year, and they went 7-6 against the Nats this year. So at least we have to hear people
different
say they only made the playoffs by beating the Nats this year, like, unlike last year. In their seven wins, they are +49 in their seven wins against the Nationals. In their six losses, They're minus six. They lost every single game they lost to the Nationals by a run.
And I think they have, I think they've hit 33 home runs against them. Like they're batting 296 against the Nationals this year.
It's unbelievable.
They have 33 homers, and I think the Nationals only have 14.
Yeah.
And it's just like.
And 7-6. Like that can't happen. Yeah. You see those numbers, like it can't end at 7-6 there. And again, when we're talking about this wild card race being as tight as it is right now and as many teams in it, like we can look back at those games and say, oh, that one, that one, that
and,
one.
And those,
there you go.
And those games are just starting to pile up where it's like, oh, that's the one that we're going to look back on. And if you're not the number one seed or God forbid they miss the playoffs, like there it is.
Yeah.
But there's been like six of those games in the last month.
Just in the last month. Yeah. Forgetting like, we, if we really wanted to, we go back to the beginning of the season when they weren't the team we thought they were, you know, and be like, oh, look at that.
I got to be completely honest. I don't remember before June 1st, like anything about this.
I remember the 1-5 start, and that's about all I got.
I barely remember them being six games under 500.
Like, Harper didn't play the first month of the season. It's like, I don't even remember it. Yeah.
It's like, I mean, yeah, the first, like, I'm trying to, like, think back to the most notable losses of early in the season. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the Yankee,
the opener against the Rangers, yeah, I remember that.
Then after that, wake me up on June 1st.
Yeah.
And then everything kind of
I know.
Took off a little bit.
I know.
But they just, they I can't be like too down on them.
No, because again, they're 10 games above 500 and they're in first in the wild. Look, they're in a better position today than they were on August 21st last year.
Of course, because they're a better team than last year.
Yes, I know.
And they should be better than last year and they should go on this run. And what's annoying me the most is that the ovations, the crowd, the all that, that should have been the jumping off point into, we're just going to cruise into the postseason and it's going to be easy and we'll win the first wild card and we'll win 90 plus games and like, bang, that's the season changer. And everything they've done since that has just been like, we'll see what happens. And
no,
that's,
you're right.
And that's the annoying part.
Yeah, they had a good week and then it's kind of just,
a good week against a lot of cupcakes.
Against the Royals and stuff. And they still lost that game. If that, the ovations game itself, they lost.
Yeah.
And they won the next two. Look, I don't think there's any question the ovations thing mattered. I think it mattered for Trey. I don't think that, I mean, the numbers are inarguable at this point. And just watching him, like, he looks like a completely different player. He has confidence.
Although, I was very nervous before.
I saw your tweet. I saw your tweet. And then he hits two homers in an inning. Yeah. It's like, all right, we're good.
I was very like, oh gosh, here
but
we
I feel
go.
Like even
because he made the error, too.
Because he made the error. Well, that's what I was about to say. Because I feel like even defensively, other than that error, he's been great. He's been like really good. You know, even last night, you know, just he's been solid out there and not the same type of tentativeness we saw from earlier in the season. And look, I mean, these guys keep talking about it. I mean, Topper was asked about it again yesterday at the Little League World Series at during the game when they talked to him. And he's like, yeah, it mattered for everyone. He's like, that was something that gave us energy, gave us excitement. And like, I'm terrified that to your point that we're going to have this magical thing in this moment that did matter and made a difference, but that, you know, it's going to kind of fizzle out and then they're going to go back to what we're seeing right now. And that's a concern. You know, you want them to hang on to this magic.
Yeah. Well, then you have the conversation of peaking too early.
Well, I can, to the point you're making, I do think there is an argument when you look at the final four in baseball last year, three of the four didn't get a bye, right? Three of the four were teams that had to win that wild card series to get through. Obviously, the National League, both the Phillies and Padres, were wild card teams. They were the fifth and sixth seeds. They were wild card teams who didn't even have the home field advantage in the first round. So I do think there's an argument to be made about the hot team at the right time playing their best baseball. I do think that matters. And also fighting to get in. You could argue that having to play those games at the end of the season mattered. I don't want to sweat those out.
Outside of obviously the postseason, I don't need a repeat of last year's regular season.
Same.
Like, and it's funny because they're following the same exact blueprint.
It is like the whole season. It's the whole blueprint.
Slowing down in August, you know, and then having to fight hard in September to lock down a playoff spot. And it's just what's part annoying about it too is that this team should have figured out how to win last year to where you don't have to do this again. And like, you don't have to go back to being the six games under 500 team that has to fight and claw and get back. Like, I think people would be handling this stretch better if they just started the season and they were, instead of being six games under, they were like two games over.
I totally agree with you.
If they were just like, you know, playing 500-ish baseball and then they get hot,
yep,
you know, and then they get way over, And then a 15-15 stretch isn't the end of the world, but it looks like the end of the world because the start of the season was so bad.
Yeah. And again, to the point, we can't spend all this time going into this stretch saying, look at all these easy teams, look at all these home games, this is the time. And then when they don't capitalize on that, it'd be hypocritical to that was an opportunity that was missed.
This is supposed to be the extent time. And the frustrating part about it too is like, so you're wasting your opportunity now in August where you have more of a cupcake schedule. It's not over yet. Like after the Giants, it eases up again.
Yeah, there's still, yeah.
But then it comes down to, okay, so how can I trust you in that 7 out of 10 game stretch against the Mets to end the season? Because, you know, the Mets are going to want to play spoiler at that point.
And the Mets have played decent baseball since,
well, except,
you know,
Alonso's thrown away a poor
dude,
kid.
Dude, how hilarious was that? Like, all his excuses, whatever. He clearly knew what he was doing. That was clearly on purpose in the moment. He was clearly being a you-know-what, a Richard, let's say. Like, what a loser. Like, what a loser launching that ball into that, like...
He didn't just toss it.
Well, that's what I mean. He launched it. Like, that was a statement. Like, that was not a, like, he knew what he was doing. I don't care what he says. That was clearly him being a little baby because he was upset about the game, whatever, in the moment. Like, totally.
But, yeah, so it's like, how much can I trust them against those kind of cupcake teams? Sure. Like, the Cardinals, the Mets, like, those teams when you're doing this right now. And it's just like, again, there's a part of me that's hoping, like, last night, it's just that's a big spectacle, and like that's having to be down in a comeback win on Saturday, and then get on a plane and fly up. Like, we can excuse it away all you want.
Well, and then spend the whole day doing things that are not what you normally do before a baseball game. Like, it's not an excuse, but they did spend the whole day like talking on the air, meeting with all these kids, watching kids play, like all that stuff. It's not like you're like prepping for the game like you normally are. You know, it is what it is.
And my hope. Is that they're looking at they were looking ahead a little bit of like what this
biggest
next
series of the season.
Like, this is the time. Like, you want to. There's a little bit of the fan base is obviously worried every single time they lose that they're going to collapse. Go out and just freaking smoke the Giants. Like, just go out and show the team that you can be. And I think it'll give a ton of people like a bit of like, okay, they're. It was a bad series against Washington. Bad series happened. Like, they fell on their face a little bit. Whatever. Turn it on this week. Like, and show that there is that chance that they can flip the switch. Because that's what we're kind of banking on. I mean, all we're banking on the Phillies right now is, like, just let them get in and they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Which is a faulty strategy. Because
sure.
It's like, it's harder to flip a switch in baseball.
Yeah, it is.
But if you want to, if you're in that portion of the fan base, then freaking just you're it's a home series against the Giants. It's the biggest regular season series of the season. The crowd, I think, is going to be really, really good. It's going to have a playoff atmosphere. Like, freaking just go and flip it and look like the team that you can be, that you haven't been for the last month. And I think that would just ease so much of the tension to where if we do get into the final 2 weeks of the season and it's like, okay, they're still there. They're still the number one wild card, but they're not. They haven't put it away yet, then they can put it away and ride this whole thing out. But it starts tonight, and it starts with the guy on the mound. And it's like, Aaron, you have a chance to rewrite your entire season if you just go on a run. And the frustrating part about his last start is he looks like the confidence is just zapped from him. Like, he just looks like he's more aiming it up there rather than throwing it. Tonight, just go out tension-free, and just go be Aaron freaking Nola. Because what he's doing right now is he's not even giving you the length that he used to give you.
I know the last, three, four starts, he hasn't gone more than five.
What he used to do, at least at the beginning of the year, was like, yeah, he'd allow four, but he'd still go seven.
Go seven, exactly. He'll settle in and be fine. He'll have one bad inning.
Like, it's go time. And I think it's perfectly fine to not have confidence in him, but he also has the ability to do it. So just it's enough of the nonsense. Enough with the 4-5 ERA. Like, get it down to 4 by the end of the year. Can I ask for that? Can I get it to 4?
It's not just his season. I mean, like, this guy, like, this is a contract push right now. I mean, he has lost himself money with the way he's pitched
totally,
this year.
Totally.
And he has a chance if he can pitch like the Aaron Nola of old down the stretch starting tonight through into the playoffs. Like, he can not only change how we feel about him and get back to where, you know, we appreciate what he is, because you're right, everyone in this city is down on him. Like, everybody is down on him. So not only that, he can make himself money. Like, he has an opportunity now over the last 6 weeks here or whatever to actually increase the amount of money that he will make this offseason. Like, this is such an massively important stretch. Don't tell him that, but it's a massively important stretch for him.
Because I think he's lost $70
million. I think so.
I think he's lost $70 million. Like, I think he was going to get 5180.
I think he's lost like $50 million. I think he was going to get 5160, and I think he's more like 110-100. So I think he's lost 50 to 60. Either way, whatever number it is, like, he has lost in the 40 to 50 to 60 plus million range.
Yeah, and if it sounds like I'm begging, it's because I am. Like, I am 100% in beg mode. Like, just please, like, just please, enough with the freaking, like, the 27 homers and the hanging of the curveball that just gets destroyed.
Crushed.
And, like, every single game time it gets tight, there's more runs. Like, just, I'm begging, okay? Like, I'm just begging. Go out and shove and just end the year on a high note. And if you want to go get paid elsewhere,
cool.
Go get paid elsewhere. But it's just, you can't, it's hard to dream on the World Series with the starting staff the way that it is right now. And if he can just get on a roll, and you have Wheeler and Nola and whoever after that, just makes everything so much easier. So I'm begging, Aaron. I'm begging. Like, there's a part of me that still believes in you. I still believe in you. I think you still got something in there. Show me. Please. Like, just show me. I want to believe. I want to be pro Aaron Nola. I want to say big game Knowles. I want to bring up Houston last year and St. Louis last year and the kind of big game runny. Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Thank you.
Well said.
Jesus.
Yeah. I think you nailed it.
Thank you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply. Lately, I've been wanting my makeup routine to feel lighter and more intentional. I still want my skin to look even and glowy, but I don't want to feel like I'm wearing heavy foundation every day. Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF has become my everyday go-to because it feels like skincare first. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection, evens everything out, and leaves the prettiest healthy skin finish. Then, I use their lip and cheek tint for a quick flush of color. It's nourishing, multi-purpose, and makes getting ready feel really effortless. I love that both formulas are made without synthetic fragrance, PFAs, or chemical sunscreen filters. Just really thoughtful ingredients that support healthy skin. If you've been wanting a more simplified, skin-first makeup routine for summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's new tinted SPF collection.
Look, I mean, I'm right there with you.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's
very impassioned, really. I think you hit on something no one's really thinking about.
One's thinking about Aaron Nola and turning it around. It's just enough. Like, it's just enough. Enough with the season you had. I'm sick and tired of it.
I could tell. As you should be. But in all honesty, like...
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
What do you think's gonna happen tonight?
I think he's gonna stink.
I think he's gonna stink.
Four runs, six innings, best case scenario.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I know. And then you know what the lead on the WIP tomorrow is?
It's gonna be Nola. Yeah.
It's gonna be, can you give them the ball in the wild card
series? Yeah. And then we'll get calls and it'll be show.
It doesn't have to be this way. Please.
You know, the only like positive I will say on the other side is when you look at the contending teams in the National League, like, there is not much great starting pitching on these teams for what it's worth. I mean, if you're going up against the Braves, I mean, like, Max Fried, you know, they got some guys, some young guys, but it's not like you're Zach Wheeler would be the best pitcher in that series. If you go up against the Giants, I mean, Logan Webb is really good. Zach Wheeler, probably the best pitcher in that series. If you go up against the Dodgers, you know, with Bueller not back, you know, probably the best pitcher in that series. Like, you do have that. You know, you do. And I think if Nola can get on track, like, you probably have the best one, too, of all these teams. It's just you can't count on Nola at all.
Well, and that's the funniest part, because obviously most of us just watch the Phillies,
yeah,
right? And it's so funny because if you look at the starting staff numbers, they have like a top five staff in baseball.
Yeah.
Like, and Zach Wheeler is the highest WAR amongst pitchers in baseball, which it just makes me loathe.
It's
pitching
it's
WAR.
Like, come on, guys. come on.
I know. And it's like, it just does not feel that way.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where the numbers don't resemble how you feel about the team. And that's how I feel about the starting staff, because like it's like, yeah, they're all, it's funny. The starting staff as a whole, they're all having the same year.
I know.
They allow a ton of runs early, and then they usually last seven innings, or six or seven innings, so they give them length. They're all, it's so funny.
Tywan Walker's doing it.
Nola's doing it.
Tywan, Nola, and Wheeler, especially, like those three guys, that has been their season. And Ranger too. Yeah. But those three, especially, like that is like the same freaking formula.
They're all doing the same thing. They're all doing
Wheeler came in. I mean, Walker came even throw in the first inning.
Yeah.
You know? And then he settled in.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how he comes back post.
I think a time off is good. I think giving him a rest is good. Look, Lorenzen got, 9 days off before that last start? That didn't work out.
Which clearly hurt him. I mean, it did.
Like, yeah, I think it did.
All his stuff was up a little bit.
Yeah, I think it did. And he talked about it. He didn't like it. You know what I mean? So, and I get that. You know, it's a creature of habit thing and all that. But look, sometimes you have to save those guys from themselves in that case, too. Like, you know, we've been talking all year. I think time off for Nola would help him. But that's obviously feels like that ship has sailed with Ranger going on the IL and all that, kind of lost your opportunity to get him a Phantom IL break. But you're absolutely right, though. Like, this team, these guys are going to have to pitch well for this team to have a chance. We saw how important it was last year. They're going to be able to hit, but the offense has been inconsistent.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into that, because, like, it's either 12 runs or they don't score till the ninth inning or whatever it feels like. It feels like if there's just no, like, night-to-night, like, felt like a little bit that weekend against the Royals after the ovations, and kind of ever since we've had some really big games. You know, they put up a 9 spot against the Blue Jays. They put up a big game in the one they won against the Twins, but the two they lost, they can't hit. Same thing with the Nats. They put up some runs late in that game one, but really, you know, get the lead, then blow it. Game three, nothing. They put up runs late in game two and win it. But there's just been no night-to-night, like, consistency with this offense. Nothing you can count on night-to-night, it seems.
But I also think that's kind of – I just think that's baseball, you know? Like, I just
– Unless you're the Atlanta Braves.
Unless you're the Atlanta Braves, who, like, they're pretty much the 1927 Yankees.
It's unbelievable. They have, and they're plus, like, 212 on the run differential or something.
Yeah.
I mean, they're, like, on pace, the second ever home runs. Like, they're going to probably come in second. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, they are on a ridiculous run. They hit a ton.
I think, like, what do they have, like, 8 guys over 800 OPS in their lineup or something?
Yeah, it seems
silly.
Seems fair. They have 5 with over 900, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, Olsen definitely over. Acuna definitely over. Albies definitely over. Riley over. Yeah, so for sure.
Awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah. Matt Olson's got like
should the Braves actually be better? Have they actually underachieved given their offense?
Yeah, I mean, they probably should win the 115 games or something. Yeah.
Sounds like their pitching could be a problem. but the Phillies have the same amount of home runs as them since August 1st.
There you go.
So like,
the Phillies have the talent to play with them.
Of course.
Offensively.
The Phillies have the talent.
To play with anybody offensively.
They could win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like,
without a doubt.
They could win the whole thing.
Yeah.
If they just figured it out. But I just think that, because, you know, momentum in baseball, it there's a little bit to it. But at the same time, like, there's also nights where pitchers just have it. And it's,
well,
like,
that, I mean, I it's a cliche, but I think for a reason, the momentum's
you're
as
only
good
as hot
as
your next day.
Yeah, but that's true, because
of course
in baseball,
it's true.
Yeah, but dude, come out and just shut you down. It doesn't matter how hot you are.
So they had the 3 bad games after the Keuchel start, which we can just blame that on Dallas Keuchel.
I know.
You know,
you see, went 7 perfect yesterday, though.
Dallas Keuchel.
Dallas Keuchel took it into the 7th with a perfect game.
That's fake.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Why are you lying to the audience?
ESPN is lying to me, dude. It was one of the ESPN headlines.
Oh, so then it's not a big deal to get shut down by Trevor Williams.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, there, that's, how's that for a spin zone?
There you go.
Yeah, it's just, you know, before that, I thought they did have a consistent approach. And then they had the 3 games where they faced, I mean, Pablo Lopez is nasty. Sonny Gray, I thought they let off the hook, and the umpire is obviously bad in that game. And then, who they faced Tuesday night? Kikuchi. So, like,
and he was great again.
And then they smoked Gosman.
And then they smoked, of course.
because that's exactly what we expected.
Caffeinated Keuchel takes perfect game into 7th.
Did you say caffeinated?
That's what it said. I guess he must have drank a lot of coffee. I guess that was.
Is that
Twins
the key?
Dallas Keuchel has perfect game, broken up in 7th inning.
Wow.
See, not lying.
Wow.
How about it?
That's embarrassing.
I know.
That's embarrassing. So, I think they've been pretty consistent for a month now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, They also have those games where it's they're going to score one run.
Yep.
But also, that's baseball.
That's baseball.
Like, that's baseball.
I agree.
And I, believe me, you know, what people will say is like, oh, imagine if they all get hot at the same time. That's not possible. Like, I'm sorry. It's not possible. They're not going to get all hot at the same time.
Unlikely.
Highly unlikely.
Yes.
For the most part, guys have figured it out a little bit. I mean, Schwarber has like a 360 OBP in the last eight games. Turner's obviously turned it around. Bohm is scuffled
a little bit,
but
he started great in the two. Obviously, last night moved down.
Yeah.
But has struggled lately.
Yeah. But with Bohm, it's still, if there's a runner on second base, a runner on third base, he's going to bring him in.
Yeah.
He's going to do his job. He's going to bring him in. So even if he's scuffling a little bit, I don't think he's been a disaster at the plate.
Well, you really only have two guys who you fully, I mean, Harper too, but like two guys outside of Harper who you feel can put the bat on the baseball in a moment if you need to. Like, when a strikeout is the worst possible thing that can happen, you want Soderblom at the plate.
Yeah, and not Schwarber and Gaskin.
Yes, Gaskin. Not Gaskin. Gaskin. Or Turner even.
Yeah, Turner, yeah. So it's like, maybe we'll see, even Jake Cave's heating up a little bit.
Jake Cave's heating up, dude. Jake Cave's been all right, man.
And I'm curious to see what happens.
Rally killer, but you know.
It was a rally killer for
sure. It was, but even still, you know. Well, they did the same thing. It is weird that two of those games they lost against the Nats, they had home runs in the ninth to make it a one-run game. Like, Schwarber did the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, guys. Like,
yeah.
Maybe get one more out on base.
Yeah. We need more ducks in the pond, less balls out of the yard.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Cave. And really, it comes down, I guess, because Rojas has completely fallen off offensively, mostly.
Yeah.
It's just his defense is so transcendent.
Well, and when you put him and Marsh out there, like, it's such a dynamic outfield defense. I mean, you're talking about, like, just getting to every. Rojas is unbelievable out there.
Well, he's the most offensive run saved in baseball since he came
up. Yeah. I actually think, like I very rarely, we're offense guys, you know, we were on board for the defense doesn't matter thing, and, you know, we've reversed that a bit and all that, but, like, I almost don't think it matters if he hits. Like, he is that great a defensive player.
Except, if he's not going to hit, at least figure out how to bunt.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Like, the bunting is.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Sit down with Garrett Stubbs for as long as you need to.
I love it. He did it last night again.
I know he did.
That was for the kids, right? That was a little
league.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can do this, I can too.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, Pache is also unbelievable defensively as well, and I think he gives you more pop at the plate. So maybe this is trending towards a Rojas send down for Pache, because Pache's close. I mean, he was DH'ing the other night in Lehigh Valley. So,
and look, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I've enjoyed Rojas, and he is a great center fielder, but Pache is a great center fielder too.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not losing much. I do think Rojas might be better though, which is wild, considering when Pache was doing it, we're like, have we ever seen this kind of defensive outfielder? It's like, oh yeah, the kid is about to come up.
Rojas is better.
I think he's better,
right? Rojas is 100% better.
But that's crazy because, what was it, a month ago or a month and a half ago, you came on this podcast saying, I think Christian Pache might be the best defensive outfielder I've ever seen in Philly's uniform. And then, like, a week later, we get someone who's better?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Well, again, it's like, first off, the reads he gets
is unbelievable.
Now, he did drop the ball on Friday.
Yeah, but like his, but you know, everyone's allowed one. His the balls he gets to.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Closing speed.
Yeah,
like Schwarber, I feel like he doesn't have to move.
Well, like, yeah, Schwarber just hangs. He's like, I got it.
Yep.
Don't even move. I'm like, that's a great point. The amount of balls he catches in left field as a center fielder. I don't think I've ever seen a center fielder catch more balls in left field.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be a decision to make for sure. Because they activated Marsh last night, but they didn't have to send anyone down.
Right.
But they sent Weston Wilson down after the game.
Yep.
So that runs.
Well,
over.
Alvarado coming back today
Alvarado's
too. So you have another corresponding move on that side as well.
Yep.
So
and then the next decision's Pache.
Pache, yep.
I'm so happy Alvarado's back, dude. Like,
you
talk about the biggest thing that this team, like, the starting staff getting on a roll is good, but like, you just look at the bullpen and it feels like, again, we've watched Schramm and Hoffman and these guys every single game.
Every game.
And so getting him back is they needed an extra arm. And that's why I'm glad they went away from the six-man thing.
Oh, okay. So we haven't talked about you being glad about that. Lay it out. Why?
Oh, well, because
it was something we liked going in.
Yeah, and then when it was put into practice, it's like, oh, but totally forgot that means you have one less arm in the bullpen,
mm-hmm.
and then these guys are going to get overworked.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking more, and I think they smartly started thinking more about September, in a playoff run. Like, you can't cook these guys in August.
Yeah.
Like, you have
no, you have, yeah, no, you're right. And also, look, I think, you know, if I...
The good part is they can go back to it if they need to.
Sure. And if I had to bet, I would bet that the starters didn't like it. You know, I'm sure Zach Wheeler, as you talked
Wheeler
about...
I don't think Wheeler liked it.
Yeah, well, Wheeler, and the evidence proves that he actually probably is better going on regular rest and all that. But, yeah, I... Look, do you think the Ranger thing was kind of a phantom IL thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I do.
Yeah, which is good. That's what we want it to be. You know, we don't want it to be something real, you know?
And that's why you have all the extra starters that you bring in, so that you can do this kind of stuff. And Christopher Sanchez has been pitching well enough where it's...
Well,
or it doesn't matter. Like, it's whatever.
Yeah. I am... It's pretty amazing where we've gotten to with Christopher Sanchez. It kind of feels like Ranger-esque that... And I don't think he's as talented as Ranger, but when... Ranger first came up and kind of just got in the rotation. We're like, well, this isn't going to be good. And he just kind of was awesome and just kept pitching and pitching and pitching. Kind of feels that way. And he's got a similar vibe to Ranger with the, you know, kind of the calm, cool on the mound and all that. Mm-hmm. So I've been really impressed with Sanchez.
I did feel bad for Ranger because last night he was supposed to start that game.
I know. And he's that, like, of all of them, he's like Mr. Like, you could tell like how joyous he was there.
Well, and he was a cross cutter.
Yeah.
That's where his career started.
A cross cutter. There
so
it is.
So was Bryson Stott. Bryson Stott was a cross cutter as well.
Love it.
It's good to see him back on the field tonight. Yeah, last night.
Back on this field that he made his bones on.
Yeah, and he had that awesome pencil bat.
Dude, the pencil bat was so freaking cool, dude. The pencil bat was like more of that. Like, why not more? Again, that was my biggest takeaway from yesterday and last night. And I know you can't do the Little League World Series game more than once, but like more of that. More of that stuff for baseball. You could play baseball anywhere. Like, I loved when they did the you know, Field of Dreams game. Like, more stuff like that. Like, baseball, that's the thing that makes baseball different, right? Like, a football field is a freaking football field. A basketball court is a basketball court. Like, a baseball field can be anything. It could just be a field where you play baseball. You know, you don't need all this other stuff. It's super cool to see these games, these experiences in these unique places. I think baseball needs more of that, man. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah. The only thing I would have said was put the game on Nickelodeon.
Sure.
They get, you know, start sliming the kids in the crowd.
It'd be a blast.
Yeah. It'd be a fun time. And yeah, I mean, that's I think, and it does kind of, it has to humble the players too. Like being able to go up and see the kids and like, and how we're playing a kid's game, how lucky we are. And it kind of refocuses you a little bit. And I think the Phillies felt that a lot. And then they realized in the seventh inning, they're like, oh, bleep, we might lose 2 or 3 of the Nationals.
We should probably play.
We should probably figure it out.
We should show up.
Also, if you just execute in the first inning and you have first and second one, and then you just, they just, I hate every time they get runners on base.
I know.
I feel like something bad's going to happen.
I know.
Every single time they have runners on first and second with one out or less than two outs, I'm like, how are you going to mess this up?
Where's it going to come from this time?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
What's going to happen here?
Yeah. Not great.
I know. And it sucks because they're 10 games over 500.
Yet they're good. Like,
they're
a good team. Like, they really, again, and they went through it. You know, they weren't good. And they kind of, you know, figured it out. I mean, when you think about how they started the season in the first month, I mean, they're as we point out so many times, like, they're better than 10 games above 500. They have played better than 10 games above 500 since then. But, you know?
And then
they just kind of, you know, have that little low.
They have the brain farts. And it's like, why? Yeah. And they're starting to do that thing where they just back their way into the playoffs again. When it does, like, I promise you, it doesn't have to be this way. Just go beat the Giants. Get up freaking 5 games in the wild card and go do it. I'm so sick and tired of it. Like, it's draining. It's literally draining.
It is,
and I love it. Don't take this as I love it, and it's just like, I don't know how you know when people say baseball's boring. It's like,
it's crazy.
It's like, how do you think that? Like, honestly, I was thinking about this over the weekend. Like, football's boring. Like, football to me is so boring compared to the intensity of pitch to pitch. And if you're invested in pitch to pitch, I don't know how you don't have the, like, angst. Like, I've explained this before on this podcast, I think. But, like, I'm the most positive Phillies fan in the world.
Yep.
Except when the game's on. like when the game's on, I'm like, they're going to screw this up. Yeah. Noel's going to blow this. They're not going to get out of this inning. Like, I was in a dark spot on the before the Castellanos home run.
Unbelievable.
Like, I text. So, I guess Fransky was talking to someone here.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Angelina, and he's like, I think everyone is just convinced that I'm gonna, like, I don't handle losing well.
Yeah.
Which well, I think is
obvious. I wonder where they got that from. Yeah.
And I guess he's like talking about how's Fritz holding up or whatever. and Mike's like, oh, he's doing all right. He's like, yep, old steady Fritz. And then I texted him. I was like, they're testing steady Fritz. And then the next pitch was the Castellanos home run.
And thank
like,
God.
He's like, oh, what are you worried about?
There you go.
And then Ruben came out today. Mm-hmm. After your show,
yeah.
And he was like, you nervous?
I know. Well, that's good. Like people, you are like the Phillies fan.
But it's just
you're like the avatar for all Phillies fans.
Yeah, and it's very clear when I come in here happy, the Phillies are playing well. When I come in here upset, it's because they're playing horrible. Like it yeah. just
and your it, whole personality is based on the Phillies.
They control my life.
I know.
I can't go outside during the game because then I'm going to be checking Twitter and they get text messages. Like they just like it's so it's draining. It's draining.
It's
draining.
A lot. You're giving a lot to this team. If only they would give it back to you, Jack.
But I love them.
We know.
Love them.
That is not in question.
Just
I think we know.
Just
that.
Turn it. Just figure it out.
Take back coming up in a sec. Shout out to the Miller Lite Bar of the Week. And there's a great one right here in the city. I love this place. Today's Miller Lite Bar of the Week is Locust Rendezvous in Center City, where you can watch all Phillies games with $4 Miller Lite Pint Special. Go to locustrendezvous.com. Shout out to the city. Shout out to bars in the city. Locust Rendezvous is an awesome place and a fun place to watch Phillies game. Shout out to Miller Lite. Take back.
All right. Have you ever in your entire existence of watching the Phillies mm-hmm. on NBC Sports
as
Philadelphia.
No, it's long existence.
Yes. Yeah. Have you ever seen them change the Philly of the Week midweek?
Hold up. No. Like, yeah. So that happened?
Yeah. It happened. Yeah. It happened what? After Lorenzo no-hitter. Like it was before that. I think it was Castellanos.
And they changed it?
It was a midweek. It's like, hold on. I've been watching these games for a while. They're staples of the broadcast.
That's pretty good.
I know I'm going to get the same exact Philly of the week for an entire week.
Yeah.
I'm going to get annoyed of it by the end. And then it's going to turn around next week and it's going to be that. And then at the end of the year, guess what they do? The last week of the season, they're going to do this again this year. The Philly of the week is you, the fans.
Get ready.
Like that's it's every single year. You, the fans. You're the Phillies of the week. Thanks for showing up the ballpark this year. That kind of stuff. They changed it midweek on me.
That's
was
wild.
Was not ready for it. Now, it makes sense because Lorenzo threw a no-hitter.
It makes a lot of sense. Like, kind of.
But then
really weird to be doing the broadcast, like, the day after the no-hitter and be like, Philly of the week, Trey Turner had a couple hits. It's been nice.
Yep. But then it carried over to this week. So it's been a week and a half of the Lorenzo and Philly of the week. Change it up.
Yeah. Well, guys, did we not see Friday's performance? I think we need to change it up.
Yeah.
Now, okay?
Ditch it. Get
Ditch
out.
It, yes. Certainly not the Philly of the week this week.
Yeah. Speaking of that and the broadcast, like, I do miss the home run jackpot.
I do too. Oh, I've totally missed the home run jackpot. I loved it. This home run is for Doris Fields.
It's always out of
media. If they hit a home run, she's going to... Yeah, I love that stuff.
I know it's not true, but I feel like every single participant was a 95-year-old lady
100%.
From Delco.
It was always a Doris or those type of names, like a Violet or a... It's always... It was like... You know, like, it's Anne from media. She's loved the Phillies for 75 years.
Yeah, and now it's the Rav fourth inning, which their ERA in the Rav fourth.
Not good.
Terrible.
It's a great point. Yeah, Aaron Nola should not be allowed to pitch in the fourth inning, if possible.
Everything goes bad with the Rav
fourth.
Can
you take a pitcher out for an inning and then bring them back in?
Only
in soccer style.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you can't do it.
That sounds like a Nola.
Football style.
That sounds like an Elliott idea.
Yeah, that's why I was not serious about it. Don't worry.
There's
no worse, no worse dig that you can throw at a baseball person than say that's an Elliott idea. That's tough.
Most people say that about every sport that he covers. Yeah, someone compared something I said to Elliott, and I was like, oh, well, that's annoying.
just baseball. I thought, you know, and basketball.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The HomeWorks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
I think we might have our new Dancing on Our Own.
Ooh, talk to me. I've heard nothing about this.
Apparently. One of the songs heard in the clubhouse after a win was Believe by Cher.
Oh, really?
Which sound? I mean, yeah. You talk about the boys. You win a big playoff series.
You believe.
And they're all jumping around. They're all screaming it.
Love it.
I'm in on Believe.
That's Garrett Stubbs coming in with the Cher. I'm sure of that.
Yes. So. I'm in.
Love it.
I'm in on Believe.
Strong agree.
Yeah.
Cosign.
Bryce Hart. I mean, you know, on the broadcast, talking about his kids. I mean, I was watching it with Walker.
Oh, I'm sure, buddy.
And you know me, obviously, I started dreaming on him being in the Little League World Series.
Oh, I know.
Like, no pressure.
I know.
But, you know, he's talking about his kids.
I was so, like, I feel like an idiot when I say this stuff, but I say the exact same thing. Like, I'll always be like, God, I'm like, does everyone love their kid this much? Because it's like overwhelming how much I love my daughter, like with every fiber of my soul. And it was Harper just laid it out there. It got emotional. Like, it was like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We love our kids.
It's cool to love your kid.
Yeah. It's
okay.
It's the best.
Yeah. It is the best.
It's funny because now a couple of my friends now, like, have now started having kids. Uh-huh. And we're all just like, isn't it the greatest thing
it's
in the
world? Best thing in the world. It's nothing better.
The greatest thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, big dad guys.
Yeah. And Harper, that was cool. And again, just across the board. I mean, whether it's talking about the hit in the media game and the chills you got there, and, like, you know, obviously talking about Philly versus everybody and that whole thing, like, the dude is just perfect. It's like, perfect.
Yeah.
Everything I want him to say, he says.
Does like the Fanatic a little too much. But yeah, besides that.
Yeah, I can get down with that.
Besides that.
It's okay.
Yeah. I could do without.
I know you could. I'm good with it.
I appreciated Rob Thompson getting Kyle Schwarber some cardio in the first last night.
Like, dude, I know. He's like stealing him. What's happening right now?
He stole him like four times in a row.
I know.
Get him warmed up for the game,
yeah,
I guess.
That was good.
It's like, wow. All right. you think Schwarber's all signed again? And he was like,
it's like, what is happening? Yeah. Are you serious, dude?
Yeah, good work. Speaking of the kids, just please stop letting them ask questions. Like,
oh, I know. It was tough. And interviewing them, period. Like, it was tough.
I mean, every question. Yeah, no. It was nice. Everything was great.
It was cute. And I didn't hate it. Like, hate it.
Well,
but it was definitely not, like, thrilling content.
Let's put it this way. If they were winning, I probably would have been more.
More into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bryce, answer that question. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. That's a good point.
Jake Cave has quite a head of hair.
It's unbelievable. Like as it's grown out, it's like a real, like, silver fox thing going on.
Strong head of hair.
Yeah.
Like, just
been impressed with it.
And I like, it feels like his helmet's off all the time.
All the time now. I feel like it's all I see.
He's laying it on thick.
Yes, he is.
With this head of hair.
Yeah, well, he's growing it too. Like he's letting the mane. Yeah. You know, it's like part of the Lorenzen crew now.
Nah, but it's not as long. It's not as long.
I know. Obviously, he keeps. He's on his way there.
Yeah, but know? I don't know. If, I think he likes the. You know, I don't know if he's gonna let it get that long. I think he's gonna keep that thing.
It
all
is
shaped
wild.
Up.
He definitely does not look 30.
No, no way. He looks at least 35.
Yes,
and he's been through some stuff. Permission to call my shot.
Oh, buddy, always on this pod. Yes, sir.
Thank you. This offseason,
yes,
the Phillies are going to let Aaron Nola walk.
Okay.
They're not going to re-sign him.
I don't think anyone's freaking out when you say that right now.
I think that Dave Dombrowski is going to trade for Corbin Burns.
Wow.
I think Corbin Burns is Dave Dombrowski's guy.
Why?
Because I think that I was thinking about the Nola contract thing. And I was thinking that they really wanted him. You could tell me that Nola's camp was worried about free agency and being the highest paid pitcher. But I think if they really wanted him, they could have gotten it done. And they could,
I agree.
And they if it cost them extra millions, whatever, like just to get that done. And the fact that they didn't, I think, says a lot. I think he's an ace guy. We know that. I mean, the Dave Dombrowski's is an ace guy.
They were saying, I think Corbin Burns is an ace. I'm like, yeah.
No.
Yeah, we're good with
no,
that.
But,
yeah, the guy won Cy Young.
And I think the reason he didn't trade a lot of prospects at the deadline was because I think that he's waiting for the offseason.
Wow. Look, I think
and you get a 1-2 of Nola, or if you get a 1-2 of
Wheeler
Burns and Wheeler is pretty damn good. And they'll pay him, which he's a Boris guy.
So you pay him. I think this is really fascinating. Because I think Corbin Burns will get moved, whether it's in the offseason or whether it's before the trade deadline next year. Like, they're going to trade that guy.
And it's the right time to trade for him because he only has a year left, so you're not going to have to give up. You're going to have to give up a lot.
A lot.
But not the farm,
right.
I don't think.
Yeah.
So you get him for a year, but also you can just trade for him and sign him to an extension like they did with Halliday. And it's just the right time for it. Like, next year's team, this team's good. Next year's team should be even better with the full year of Harper. These young kids continue to get better. Marsh, you know, continue to develop. Next year's team should be just a continuation. They need another starter.
Totally.
And if they're not going to pay Nola, which I don't think they want to do.
I agree with you.
It's the offseason to go get us an ace.
Super smart. Yeah, because there are Choe, obviously, that's its own thing. But, like, other than...
Blake Snell.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Other than Aaron Nola, it's really Blake Snell and that Japanese kid. And that's it in terms of guys who have ace upside. Like, mm-hmm. that's it on the market. So, you know, it's interesting.
It feels like this is the offseason to do it.
I love it.
And,
I love it.
Like, the other names out there, obviously Cease. Like, I will always love Dylan Cease.
Mm-hmm.
Just not many of those other kind of trades out there.
Yeah.
So... I feel like Corbin Burns is Dombrowski's.
That's really interesting. Look, the only issue with it is that would be him and Wheeler coming up at the same time for the extensions. But, you know.
It's the window.
Pay him.
It's the window.
Pay him.
And then you don't have to rely on Painter as much. And then if Painter comes the year after.
It's like extra.
It's like, bang, okay, there's Andrew Painter. And then you have Painter, Burns. Painter, Burns, Wheeler, Ranger.
So you have to give up Abel, Rojas, something else.
I would think of Abel. Well, the problem is that they have
Abel Crawford, you know,
but they have athletic outfielders already.
Mm-hmm.
So it might cost them like an Aiden Miller, but like, I know which would
hurt.
It would hurt.
Oh no,
I know. But like, they would probably have the capability to get it done. And I just this is the offseason to do it. So Corbin Burns. We'll be a Philly.
Love it. I think it's a great shot to call, especially the World Series champions adding Corbin Burns in the offseason.
It's going to be wild. Yeah,
really.
Back to back.
Really fun. I do think Nola is gone, though. I agree with you. And honestly, I wouldn't sign him. Like, I think like that guy has put a lot of miles on his arms, man. Like, he's never missed time. Like, I'm sure he's had an IL stint in his career. I don't remember it. Like, you know, he's always out there. So I think betting on him long term is dangerous. All right, you got anything else to take back?
Nope. No.
Look at that. What a
big start tonight.
Big series, dude. What a massive, massive series. We'll be back Thursday to talk about it for sure. We'll react to the series. Biggest series of the season. Like, end of sentence.
Yeah, and it's time to, listen, if you want to be the flip the switch team, show us you can flip the switch.
Damn straight. That's well said. And, you know, Aaron Nola, just don't suck to me, man. That's where I'm at with Aaron Nola. Like, just don't suck. That's the level I need. Like, I'm not asking for more right now. I hope there's more, but right now, just don't suck. We'll be back later in the week. He's Fritz and Seltzer.